Hello, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog, a place on the web where I place some photographs every day with that photograph or photographs having been taken that day. And this audio blog accompanies the photographs and is a bit of a commentary on the subject matter or the event I was recording, or whatever. Today's September 22nd, and if you've come by this audio file all on its ownsome, then you can find the photo blog at las.new-england.net.au and navigate using the little calendar on the homepage to September 22nd. And yes, again, it was another beautiful day in New England. Sunshine, blue sky. It always seems this way. The temperature still reminding us of winter. A frosty morning, minus 1 degree Celsius, and getting up to about 22 during the day. So very roughly that's about 30 to 70 Fahrenheit. It's just a bit tricky working out what to wear. Something warm in the morning that can be reduced in amount during the day. Well, today's photographs are just a little bit different. A bit of my arty side, if I dare call it that. I only had about 15 minutes at lunchtime to go and take some photographs. And as I was looking around for inspiration, I came up to a brick wall in a courtyard with the shadows of some wisteria above. And photographing that, it occurred to me that today's theme would be shadows, light and shadows. I've called today's blog entry The Coming of Shadows. Coincidentally, I received Series 4 DVDs for Babylon 5. And Babylon 5, the TV series, has in Series 2 its theme of the baddies, the shadows appearing. So it seemed quite appropriate. The texture of the bricks, a bit rough to the touch. I framed the photograph strictly horizontally and vertically against the frame. It seemed the right thing to do. The second photograph was that same courtyard, a tree still bare with its reflection upon the pebbles forming the courtyard ground. The base. The third photograph, about 20 meters, 20 yards from the previous photograph, another winter bear tree, greater in magnitude, many more branches and height to this tree, gives a much more complex shadowy pattern on the ground, on the lawn and pathway. And the fourth and final picture, a bicycle against some railings and its shadow formed on the concrete pavers. The each of the photographs has its own texture, you know, whether it be concrete, brick, or lawn, and each has its own colour. So I thought that was something to differentiate each of the photographs as well. Okay, a little bit of a description there on my theme for today, light and shadow. I'm Gordon Smith, and hopefully you've been viewing along with this audio blog at my Look and See webpage. If you'd like to email me, it's Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Gordon at las.new-england.net.au. Thanks for coming by, and I hope you'll drop in again tomorrow to see what I found to photograph. Bye for now.